Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 222 and it's a very special one. I'm very excited. I'm taking my boy Albert and it puts a whole new different slant on a day, which is exciting. This is Albert's seventh game. We've been counting on the train. And yes, I don't know how many segments we'll get in on this, but hopefully it's a good day. I can't even fathom not. So, Albert, what's the score going to be?
5-1.
5-1 to us?
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Garnaccio and Bruno.
Bruno, and what about Manu?
Yeah.
And anyone else? And what about the tactics? What do you reckon? You had it on the floor yesterday. Did you reckon 4-3-3?
Yeah.
All right, and do we think Onana's going to make a good saves today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like it. You excited?
Yeah.
And you might, I've heard on the grapevine, get a quid for every goal we score.
Yeah.
Is that true? There's nothing like good old-fashioned bribery to get us going. Are we going to sing?
Yeah.
What's our favourite song?
I don't know.
Shall we start? Viva Ganacho.
Yeah.
Viva Ganacho. Should Daddy sing it in the street? No. All right. Thank you, Albert, for doing that. And also, Little Birdie's told me you get £1 for every Red News you sell. Is that true?
Yeah.
How many do you reckon you're hoping to sell?
10.
I hope you do, mate. Right, no. So we've got big smiles on our faces, haven't we? Thank you for doing that. And hope everyone enjoys their day, because can't fathom it. What will be in the final, but fuck it, you've got to be in it to win it. And let's not contemplate that just yet, even though I was thinking that yesterday. So, right, and I'll have a quick chat with Shane in the pub, I think. We're just off there for one. And any final thoughts, Albert? When's our first goal? Predict a minute.
Fourth
minute? Then we're giddy as hell. All right, thank you. Well, this is on a Wazza. How was your trip down?
Yeah, it was all right, mate.
Did you swear because you've had Ben's kid in the car with you?
I thought I did very well. There was a couple that slipped out with me in the traffic.
Were they acceptable swear words or...?
It was like shit and stuff like that.
That's all right. And how were the... Is it 4 fat cans of Fosters?
Well, I bought 4 and shared them out because I'm a gentleman.
Not with the driver, I hope.
I offered him one, but it wasn't happening.
Yeah, have it was all right. Mark?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
What
would
you reckon
tonight? I think we'll win, but having watched them against Wolves, I've not seen much of them this season, to be fair, but watching that game against Wolves, I thought they were worthy of the place in the semi-final. I thought they played some good attacking football, and their wingers scare me a little bit, Barney, because they face the wingers and we're shit at the back, so...
Well, we've only got Maguire as a recognised central defender.
Well, that
our injuries
well, does
this
it?
Season.
That does not bode well whatsoever.
Here's one from Albert for you. What's the longest road in the world? Do you know it?
Longest road in the world?
Yeah. Get to learn all sorts on this.
It's got to be Route 66.
No, it's the Pan-American road, which goes from Alaska all the way down to Argentina by one little boat ride. And it takes, if you non-stop, a month.
Well, if we don't win today, we should send Ten Hag walking down it.
Hello, Shane.
I do that. Barney just said, let's have a quick one with Shane. What he meant was a quick chat, just for avoidance of doubt.
Right, yeah. What do you reckon today?
I've got no idea, really. Like, obviously, you'd expect a United win, but... Yeah, Coventry will be really up for it. This team can fold if they're under pressure, as you know. But I think I'm going to go for a 2 or 3-0 United. Albert's more optimistic than me. What did you say, Albert? 5-1. Albert reckons, which would be good. So I reckon we're 2 or 3-0, and then we'll have a repeat of last season to look forward to.
I just can't fathom. We've looked forward to today for a while. A couple of things. A lad, I think, made a point that Eric should use that Sky Monday night to come on and explain what his tactics are and to properly detail to us. We know he's probably a dead man walking, but he should go on Monday night and like explain what he wants, what his tactics are, what he wants to do. And probably, won't save his job, but, to detail,
I disagree with that. I disagree. A manager shouldn't be coming on TV.
No,
he shouldn't be coming on telling... Because, A, he will dig himself deeper, and B, I think he's a... I don't want to be like, I don't want the manager to be sacked. That's my starting point. In my view, he's 100% gone, and I think the players have stopped, in my opinion, have stopped playing for him. The only hope we've got is the two Liverpool games showed when they can be bothered, the players do put a shift in, and they put a shift in, and you get chaotic kind of performances, which Liverpool both games were, in an entertaining way, and we pulled something off in both games. I think that's our only hope in the cup now, the players being bothered. It's inspired. I think he's lost the dressing room 100%.
That clip that was doing the rounds with him and Hullet, he was properly detailing the same problems that Ajax had in his early days, and I thought, I want to hear him explain. I don't want to keep. Anyway, we got a phone call asking on Monday, why haven't you renewed? I always renew on deadline day, and the tone was like a sceptical, well, can you explain the reasons why? My Euro prediction is Pickford is going to make a massive howler for England. He never really makes a mistake for England. He's due one. Benitez made a thing though. He said at Liverpool it took him 3 years for him to make Scouser compete. He said not even to be in for a trophy, but just to compete. And I've always thought, like, Simeone watching him would be the sort of nasty bastard to get in here. But then it goes, which made me think when Ineos said we want a culture and we want a top to bottom, and I thought we also need that explained to us. What is the culture? What is your style of play? As well as where's the pathway for the Glazers going? It said Casemiro kicking the ball out for the Scousers, that wind me out, and I forgot to mention it. The 94th minute versus Bournemouth, and we're looking for a winner, and we go backwards, sort of explains that lack of nous intelligence. And then that's it. Anyone else got anything to add?
Well, Casemiro is completely, like, I hope he proves me wrong today, but his legs are completely gone. Like me and Barney could run faster than Casemiro in midfield.
I don't know about that.
My hate of the week is the pub we're in didn't open till 12, so typical London prices. Went to a fancy bar across the road. I said, will you serve us? Yeah, but if you sit, it was like a restaurant really. If you sit at the bar, we'll serve you, me and my lad. So I ordered four, I thought they were doing drafts, so I ordered two Peronis, and I said, can you make one of them a top? When they come out, it was bottled Peroni with a bottle of lemonade. We had four Peronis bottles in total. It cost me £35.
That's on
you. I was like, £35, and the bottle of lemonade was a fiver. What's that?
I went
about
in, like? And there were about three people on me, and they said, going, what do you want? I said, nothing, thanks very much.
Yeah, well.
Right, Mickey, anything to add?
Today, though, you've got to fancy us. I think it's only 2 or 3 nil.
Ten Hag, though. Redemption. But wouldn't three finals in your first 2 years count for anything?
Well, you don't.
Not within. I think it's in your. I think they've made up their minds, and the players have stopped playing for him. That's clear.
But I don't think they have stopped. This is them, but just without instruction.
No, they're just picking the games they want to play.
But if he wins a cup, does he
he didn't say Van Gaal, they've already made their minds up.
I think with a whole new, like, stuff on board, they've literally, like, changed everyone, haven't they? So I think with all of that, they're going to have to...
I don't trust them.
Yeah, but if they've changed all of that, why would you then keep the manager?
That's what I'm saying. If they change all of that, they're going to want to...
Yeah, they want their own man, don't they? Yeah. So I don't think he's gone, and I don't agree with
anyone. Sean, do you think...
The only two people you've heard about coming in is Potter and Southgate, and I'd rather Ten Hag than them two.
Exactly,
Today, for me, I'm just sort of focusing on that young kid watching the FA Cup final on TV. TV and wishing I could go to one day. It's another opportunity to do that, I just want to get the final.
You're aghast at the FA Cup replays then, I presume. You're not for that decision?
No, it's criminal actually. And actually the way the FA is trying to palm it off on the Football League and put out the statement saying the Football League totally agrees with it, and I think that's criminal too. And all they're doing is just making space for bigger European leagues. It's wrong.
Well, and I said to... Connor early. It's like they're playing Newcastle Spurs in Melbourne 5 days after the end of the season. So, you know, like, don't say fix your congestion and you're just flogging your players in Australia after the season.
Yeah, I've been reading the paper on what Martin Samuels kind of said about, like, you noticed about this, right? It's going to be the FA first, the Premier League second, the English Football League third, and then the stakeholders after. Who are the stakeholders? Is it the fans? Is it the advertisers? Is it like,
well, I hate being called a stakeholder.
Where is our voice?
Well, in the fanzine.
Exactly.
Right, prediction. Albert 5-1, I'm going 3-1.
Manchester United 2, Coventry City 0.
That sounded like James Alexander Gordon there.
I'm going 2-0, United, got to be.
I'm going for a few goals. I'm not sure who's going to win, but I've just been there with a few goals.
Yeah, same. Zach said 4-2, but I'll say 3-1. Right?
Lads, prediction. Prediction.
Nervy 2-1.
Nervy 2-1. We'll take that. All right, cheers, lads.
Hello. Nick and Nathan here. We sadly weren't at Wembley today. A little extension for you. We were at a christening. Took a lot of flack off the Red News community for not being there, not going to Wembley. We're not one of these people that abstains from the semi-final being at Wembley and don't go because of that. It was genuinely christening, and that's why we weren't there. So quite sad, really, considering one. I think we've got differing opinions on what's about to be said here. Looking at Nathan's face, just sat there absolutely raging, and he's about to unleash a whole world of terror.
The game finished about an hour ago as well.
Yeah, and we've been
sat watching The Rise of Evil about Hitler, and to try and take our minds off us.
It's been more pleasurable as well. Oh dear me, it's been more light-hearted than what that was. I have to say I'm not surprised. I didn't feel entirely comfortable at 3-0. And that is just an incredible feeling to have when you're playing a team that's the league below you and you're 3-0 up and you still can't fully relax about it. And
well, said something, I can't remember what score it was at the time, but you said that you couldn't see us the way that we are now doing well in the championship. That's what you like.
Oh yeah, 3-1. And I was saying, you know, I genuinely fully believe with this United squad that we've got at the moment, if we were to get relegated, you know, we're too good to go down, all that aside, if we played those teams every week that really wanted it, we wouldn't get out of that league. We wouldn't. And the thing is, though, it comes down to the mindset of the team as well as the ability of the team. I mean, we can get on to Ten Hag substitutions in a minute, and I'm sure we'll mention, you know, what that was all about. But it doesn't matter who you're up against. We could have been against Real Madrid today, been 3-0 up with 20 minutes to go. You find a way to see that out. You know, I mean, we really could play just Roy Keane's comments afterwards, really, to be fair, because he was absolutely perfect with what he said of, you know, you've got a goalkeeper that's wasting time at 3-0 up with 20 minutes to go. What you're doing, go out there and flex your muscles, was his exact words. And he's right, but this team is so bereft of confidence that they can't go out there and take a game to somebody that wasn't a 3-0 game when we were 3-0 up. Mm. We weren't coasting it. We'd had three shots and they went in.
I think at half-time, like, my dad rang me and we were just like, well, not shocked, obviously, because you'd hope that we'd be, you know, we'd be a few goals up, but it just... I literally just burst out laughing when they got the third one.
You did laugh
because this is just us, and like we like how many times in the last like few weeks of one we can't see out games and two we concede penalties. Like I know it was a harsh penalty to, you know, it was disappointing to concede it, but it just watching it and just like it's happening again, like, and we've no idea how that they should have won. That goal that they have disallowed right at the end was so tight. Like, I do feel for them in a way, because that would have been the... Even when they scored the third one, you said, when people were talking about it going to extra time, you said, we'll lose this before the end of the game.
Yeah, I thought we would do. I did. I had Chelsea flashbacks about it, thinking they'll get the penalty. And to be fair, they kept taking... The game, so was that after the penalty?
Well, yeah, they scored a fourth, and it was disallowed within millimetres, wasn't it? So.
But you could see it coming. I mean, this is a script that we've seen so many times with this United side that aren't capable and don't want it enough. And, you know, okay, you can talk about a back four that's never going to be a back four probably again, and it's like the 29th back four or whatever it is that we've started again this season, and Casemiro at centre-half, and, you know, but thinking about... the fact that you're leaving him as the last man back for most of the attacks, which is just criminal. You're asking to get done. They had nothing to lose at 3-0 down. They made a load of changes. For some reason, Garnacho came off again, and yet Rashford stays on, who I am totally and utterly done with. There is nobody. I mean, you could say the same with players like Højlund as well today, who was very much non-existent, which was, you know, how can you have these players that do nothing against a championship club? Mm-hmm. And they blended in. And there was players on the commentary side where you think, God, you do a better job than what we've got so far.
Yeah. Rashford was
utter disgrace. How on earth he stayed on? He was not injured at the end of that. He was not injured. He just didn't want any part of that. Yeah, but
he shouldn't have been on the pitch. He shouldn't have been on the pitch.
Anybody can pretend to be pulled up. I've got a question that as well. Hopefully we don't see him on Wednesday night. Hopefully we don't see him. We see Garnacho and we see Ahmad.
Before Garnacho got taken off, which was probably about 5 minutes before they scored the first one, wasn't it? You said he really wants a goal. It was 3-0 up, and he was everywhere, and he was running, he was trying to tackle, and you were like, he wants to score a goal. He gets taken off, and I said to you, didn't I? I was like, do you think he was doing that because he knew he was going to get subbed off? And I just think we took our two most positive, lively players off the pitch. In him and Mainoo, and Garnacho was walking off shaking his head.
Mainoo's got good ball retention. I mean, I'd say Bruno was better than him in the game.
No, but he's positive, and it's like. But then when you bring in Eriksen on, that is a sign to the other team we can go at him.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But again, you're looking at running at Eriksen. You're talking about running at Casemiro.
At one point, you said about it's just a load of OAPs.
It's just a load of and Coventry got a lot of kids out there. It doesn't matter about your football ability. You've got nothing to lose. And like, why would you not want to take the game to them? You're quicker than them. You're going to beat them for pace. So you can leave one or two men forward. Like, we are so easy to play against. It's actually embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It is so bad. And the best thing about that, the only good positive you could really say about all of it is nobody went over to Højlund when he scored that penalty. He was on his own celebrating because all the rest of the squad were just like, thank fuck for that.
I am glad that.
Thank fuck for that. Because otherwise, if they'd all run over there and made it, been like, oh my God, what is that? That could have the only thing that could have made everything.
Eriksen went over slowly, didn't he? Which is obviously they've got that national connection. But yeah, no one should be coming out of that buzzing because it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was truly embarrassing. And we said, when at the end, if. We generally would think if they'd have won that, he'd have got sacked today.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't think he'd still be... He would have gone, certainly by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. He'd have been gone. There's no... And it's indefensible as well. I mean, he's literally got through by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not going to be the case now, and it's hypothetical, but could you imagine how depressing Wednesday would be? Mm-hmm. Against Sheffield United, bottom of the league, home, and it's kind of like, God, it could have been... We need something to play for the next month, and people can say, oh, you got to play for Europa League, you got to push for as high as you can. None of that matters for this team. None of this matters for Ten Hag anymore. Everything is on that one game, and we probably will get beat. We're certainly not going to be the favourites going into it. But everything has got to be on that game, and you have to have something to work towards, and hopefully you can get, you know, Martinez back, or you can get Shaw back, or something like that where you've got some form of positive. Because, I mean, even at 3-0, if we'd gone through even winning 3-0, nobody would have been, like, super positive about it because people would have expected it.
Mm. I guess it's not a...
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't in a game like that, aren't you?
No, but if it was a good performance for the first hour. That first hour, it was great. And if you'd have just carried on and, say, if we'd have won 5-0, it would have been, all right, now let's kick on and do it again. But... Yeah. Classically, they can't do that. Like I said yesterday, they'll 100% score. You just knew that we give people... Like, obviously, they didn't have as many chances as we've given away in the last few weeks. But you just knew that give them a few chances and they'll score.
Yeah.
And they were very lucky. Was it the second one that took a massive deflection and, looped over? But all the momentum was going for them. And when they scored that fourth one, it was just that you knew it was coming. And... It was literally millimetres.
Yeah. I'm still amazed that it was offside. I mean, Onana looked adamant, didn't he, to be fair? He looked adamant that it was offside, but I've no idea. I mean, I thought he was trying to call the actual touch for the goal offside rather than the ball that was played through offside, which is what they reviewed. But, hey-ho. I mean, look, how nice is it to be so despondent to get through to an FA Cup final? I mean, we properly are a cup team again. I mean, I genuinely have, and I know this is a bit of a weird thing to admit, but I've always been kind of a little bit, not jealous, maybe that's not the right word, but I've always been curious about that, those 70s and 80s for United, because it's such a period of history that, you know, a lot of the people that we go with remember very fondly. And even though there was no league titles throughout those periods in the 70s and the 80s, people really fondly remember the cups, don't they? They remember the, you know, the 77 cup win, and, you know, they remember 83, 85, and they loved that, 1990 as well. And they loved all of those cup wins, and we never had anything like that growing up. And that's what I feel like we're getting now, and that's where we're at with this club. So it doesn't really matter. If you want to try and end this something on a positive, if we can try and do some kind of absolute shit show of a performance and scab it against City, and we get lucky with a VAR decision again, or, you know, like we did last year with the penalty and all the rest of it, you know, great, happy days. Why can't we be Eric Scabby Cup Reds? Why can't we be? Because this has been the ultimate scabby journey all the way through. Yeah. Wigan's wasn't exactly comfortable. Your Newport Counties wasn't exactly comfortable. Obviously, we've mentioned Liverpool to the death, which we're going to buzz about today. You know, this has been the scabbiest of cup runs that we've had. Why can't we have it in us to scab one more? Because City are going to go right to the wire with this Premier League. And the only thing you can think is, can they be exhausted by having that mental strain, not going against one team, they're going against two teams, bearing in mind, in that title running. So we've got nothing to play for. You know, kicking on for sixth isn't of interest to any United fan, or seventh. It doesn't really matter. I don't think any United prefers to be in the Europa League over the Conference League. I think that makes no difference. You know, if you're, as long as you're, for me, and I know I said this last time, as long as we're in one of them, I don't care which one it is. I need the midweek football. I miss midweek football. Much rather be in the Champions League if we're going to compete in it, but we're not. So it's nice to have something to play for. And again, this Eric's team, for all its failings, are very much a cup team. You know, this is back-to-back FA Cup finals. You know, okay, we got a little trouncing in the League Cup this year and things as well. I'm very unlucky in that, but hopefully. Why can't we just scab one more? I'd like to scab one more.
Obviously, I'll take it.
I'd like to scab one more. And last year was an unbelievable day out. We had a damn good time last year, even though we got beat. We left very, very quickly, and we didn't get to take all the rest of it in. Just don't disgrace yourself and put in a performance. If Coventry City can come from 3-0 down against us, the gap between us and where City are is not as big as the gap between where Coventry and where we are.
I don't know about that.
It's not that. We're not that far. We are closer to City than we are to Coventry City. But I do feel if we were in the Championship, getting out of it would be different. But we wouldn't get relegated to it. So that's the caveat there. But I get, you were looking at me. You were looking at me. I'm not being hypocritical.
I don't know about that. I do think that they are a lot better than us.
Do you think that Coventry are closer to us than we are to City?
In current form, yes.
Do you think? Well, current 100% form, 100%, yes. Right.
Current Which form. Is very damning.
Well, current form today was, obviously.
It's weird, I don't think I've celebrated less for getting to a cup final.
It was relief. It wasn't celebrating getting to a cup final.
I generally don't even know if it was relief, because it was just like, just embarrassment. Do you know what I mean? Obviously I'm glad that we're through, and maybe it is the lingering knowing who we've got to play in the final, maybe. I'm glad that no one made a big thing of it at the end, because that would have been really embarrassing.
It'd have made it so much worse. It's insane. I've never, ever, ever in my entire life felt like this, getting to an FA Cup final.
That's what I mean.
It's crazy. You know, I've done a few FA Cup finals. I've only ever seen us win it once in person in my lifetime of being there in 2016 against Palace. I've been to the FA Cup final a couple of times when we've got beat. It's still important to me. I really like the FA Cup. And for me, the what if of that day is too much to be, you know, because a lot of people will be very negative about it, won't they? People go, I can't be asked. We've had that conversation here. It's not a goal. But it's like, you know, people will be like, oh, God, that's going to be very, very negative about it. But you have to go with that mentality of
scabby Reds.
Yeah, why can't we?
We'll see.
This has been the scabbiest cup run I can ever remember, I think. It's so close that there's only one more that's needed in it. And everything needs to be focused on that one game between now and then, which is a month away. Just over a month away.
We'll see.
You have to you can't be too negative. I'm not everyone's going to be dead negative after that game, aren't they? Not just us. Like everybody is going to be dead negative about it. And everyone's going to take the piss that I can't do that. I've been too negative about this team. We're crap. We know we're crap, but we've got a month to sort this shit out and get people fit. That's what you have to look at as a positive. And all these other games now are acid tests between this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we both Eric out? Yeah. Very boring. Do you think he'll keep his job if he wins the FA Cup?
No.
No, I don't think he will keep it either.
I think...
No, I don't think...
If we'd have lost today, I think they would have just done it. And they would have got someone in temporarily. Because it'll be Potter. I think everything points to it being him. And yeah, I just think even if he wins it, we've seen it before that managers can win the FA Cup and still get sacked.
Wow, at this club.
Exactly. So.
And finally, how do you feel about Sir Jim Ratcliffe completing the marathon only 29 minutes between me and him, and he's 71. How do you feel about it?
How do you feel about that?
Double my age, and he was only like 29 minutes behind my time. That is incredible. That fair play to Sir Jim.
Fair play to him.
Fair play to him.
I just feel sorry for him for having to sit through that after it.
I know, yeah. And he sat there with fucking Joel or Avram, whichever one it was. Who cares? Sat them both. Fuck them.
Yeah. I've got nothing else to say.
Up Eric's scabby Reds.
I just feel, yeah, like we literally just sat here, it finished an hour ago, and it just feels such a empty victory. I think that's...
This is genuinely the worst you could ever feel getting into an FA Cup final. Yeah. You can't feel any worse about being in an FA Cup final than this. But hey, we're there and that's all that matters, isn't it? And we only need to scab one more.
Yep.
That's all that matters. As Riaz said, name on the trophy.
Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. We're live from the dungeon. All run up. The excitement I had for this, because we were sharing it together, was I couldn't comprehend defeat. I just couldn't. Couldn't get my head around it. And then we're 3-0 up. So that's just, yes, great. Day's going as you think it will. And then I'd said 2-0 as we're headed down. Well, at least it won't be a 3-4 to the lad next to me. And he went, don't be so fucking sure. And you just think. And then the madness took over. And it's just completely, even for us, completely and utterly bonkers. And then I'm staring defeat in the face. So thank fuck for a toenail. Thank fuck for a toenail. We looked spent. So I've got a lot of random notes. I've put myself through the highlights. And it is utterly ridiculous, as it was at the time. None of this, for me, I'm glad we're in an FA Cup final. You've got to be in it to win it. We probably won't, but fuck it. Would you rather them facing Coventry? And I've seen enough weird, horrible, ridiculous defeats, us battered in the cup, that I'll always want to win a game, however it comes, but however that came was just... we were in early, and I thought their fans were good, so there's no spite or bile. It was good, and obviously because they don't get there very often. So whatever our end was, but theirs was pumping early, and the flags were a good thing, and I hate when we give cards out. Give us proper stuff for the amount of fucking shit you give us. Right, so loads of random quick notes. We look spent. And I tell you, we just look done in. We crumble. Someone said, like, a good team, you know, that they have their day out because they celebrate at 3-1. That's it, game over. And we are just utterly, utterly shell-shocked that you almost think, oh, they could get a second here, and then they do. So that doesn't change, and that hasn't changed, and that all be his downfall. And Sir Jim Tutting at 2-3, we know he's done. I just feel sorry for him, so let's hope he ends it with an FA Cup. I'd want to hear what his tactics are, but it is McTominay and Maguire, thank fuck for them, because two players who scored the goals he didn't want, and they didn't see their arses like many of them. They got down to it, and I'm glad for Maguire, whether we debate how good he is and whether he's this, he never kicked off. I know Bruno got it, but I thought he was really good yesterday in an absolute falling apart mess. He was trying both ends. And what I did was I tried to watch it. We were that high up. I had vertigo. Albert certainly did. And first half, you know, like you do the job, you're 2-0 up, but we were so slow and plodding. And there you see, like, where is the impetus for Eric to go, come on, you take the extra touches. And I thought, Garnacho had his man, you know, like a 1-0, right, we can get a 2, you can certainly get a 3rd here. And you just play along the middle. And that's tactics and lack of confidence. But also, like, you notice that Wan-Bissaka and Dalot aren't where other good teams are as far forward. When we've got that ball from Maguire and Casemiro, say, and one change from Bournemouth, I'd probably, you know, that's, he sticks to the side. But if the side isn't working, why not put Ahmad in? And I noticed for the first goal, Rashford, if you look at his positioning, it's really weird. It's not where you want a player to come on the back post. Thankfully, McTominay did it, but there were just things. The overuse of Garnacho, look, I think he's played too many minutes. So whether he sees his arse, and I don't like a player seeing their arse, but what you would say is, if we're fucked, if we're saying Garnacho wasn't even an immediate starter at the start of the season, we cannot cope. We destroyed Adnan, you know, not that level, but you overuse a player, the overhype. If we cannot see teams off without Garnacho, then it's all dumping. I don't even know what that word was. A Dalot tub thumping for penalty, I suppose. So I do get Danny Murphy that I'd rather they went to the Coventry players than like a ridiculous OTT, because damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you go mad, you celebrate wildly and everyone goes, why are you doing that? Sir Jim, Wembley of the North, no thank you. Anyone who goes there regularly. So I'm not embarrassed, but I'm just more a sadness that these are our own fault lines. They're huge and we're not going to escape them this season. And there's another bad episode like this ahead, and God knows where it comes, and I hope it doesn't come against them. But when we concede one, we concede two, and the amount of times we've conceded over two. Unana for the second, but then he saved us, so I'm almost like I can't even contemplate a debate about Unana yet, because there's so many issues. Dalot for the third, I thought that's where he gives the ball away. Each goal you can see, they stand off for the second. Where's your marking for the first? These are basics. These are actually basics that we're not doing. I thought what was indicative, Casemiro, we know, like we've had that debate how slow he is. But if you watch him in the run-up to his penalty, he looks utterly, utterly Vietnam shell-shocked. You just think, the bloke who's won it, look, oh, that's what we're doing to him and he's doing to us. And if anything, summed it up, look at his face. I mean, not many of you are going to want to watch the highlights, but they're just like, what the fuck is going on? And I've got a feeling Sheffield United all season is going to be 1-0 at home. But the dread I've also got is Burnley has got 0-1 written all over it on Saturday. So buy the mag. You can see how hard the campaign. Please, we're on 192. There is 100 days left. But as it stands, we're about 106 behind where we were a year ago at this stage. So hopefully lots will renew. But if at this rate, we don't make it. So there is no red news next season. And I know there's changing times, but as we keep saying, if you want to fight for independent voice and a different, you don't like the modern ways and the modern ills, then give us another year, please. If you can, 28 PDF, 45.50, print UK. And it's not so much relying on someone else is going to do it, because they're not. You know, we've already been going over a month from 192. Thanks for everyone who does. And I know people are struggling, but if you have got the opportunity to sub, it can't be someone else will do it. It's got to be down to you, please. Because we do want another year. Who else is going to describe so eloquently this shit show of watching this team and what they do to us? And why can't we even at 3-0 just keep a 3-0? God, but I suppose we'll be talking about it for ages and ages. And then what comes next? It's never dull, even though I really want it to be dully victorious sometimes. Who comes next? What comes in the final? But for now, I'm just thinking I can't see us winning two games at home against relegated, followed teams. That's how bad it is. Anyway, take care, everyone. You've got to laugh or you cry.